It is time to bring in Mike Causey. It's time for us to check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So how long were you at the polls last night?
They close at 8. I was out the door at 8:10.
All right. We had a race here locally, and of course I was covering it. Didn't get decided until 12:45 in the morning.
Oh, I don't know when they decide them, well, but I know what they need to do.
What?
They need to improve education in New Jersey because there's a whole lot of stupid people in the state.
Well, I tell you, I got to bed at 12:45 and got up at 3:30. So,
you know how many people? There's two districts where I vote. I'm not talking about politics. There's two districts where I vote, where I work, and there's two districts across the parking lot at a fire station and a first aid place. They both have the same address. When you get your ballot, sample ballot in the mail, it puts your district right on your name's address. I must have had, there was over 300 people voted in my district. I would say 280 of them did not know where they vote. What's your district? I don't know. When they say I don't know, they should just point you to the door and say you can't vote.
Well, they can't do that, but you're right.
What a bunch of dopes.
People should know where they're meant to vote.
They're idiots. I felt like asking them, do you know where you live? Do you know your name?
All right.
A bunch of idiot people.
All right. So now, speaking about idiots, let's go on to sports.
We could speak about idiots. We got two idiots to speak about.
All right.
Ready?
I'm afraid, but go ahead.
Van Wagenen, idiot number one. Did you hear his press conference?
Who's Van Wagenen? Oh, he's the Ranger coach, right?
Not a Mets GM.
Oh, what did he say?
Nothing good. Nothing good. Are Syndergaard and DeGrom untouchable? Nobody's untouchable. Really. You want to piss Jason DeGrom off. You really want to piss him off. How stupid is this guy? Idiot number two. The guy who they proclaim as being the best GM in baseball. Take a guess.
Who?
Cashman.
Why?
Man who's won two World Series in the last 20 years, given CC Sabathia an $8 million one-year contract extension. Why? Can somebody answer that question for me? Why? Why are you giving him an extension? He's done. He's done like the Thanksgiving turkey will be done in 2 weeks. You're giving this guy $8 million. Unbelievable. How productive was he for you in September and in the postseason? Zero. Why do you want them? Why do you want them? I don't know, man. These guys get paid a lot of money to make some big boo-boos.
All right.
There you go. Idiot number one and idiot number two.
All right. Troy Aikman came out yesterday and said something that's apparent that could be said about most of the teams in the NFC East. The Cowboys need a complete makeover.
What are you going to make them over with?
Yeah, I know. It's a long-term process now.
I mean, the Giants, the Cowboys, go right down the line. There's about 22 teams you could say need a makeover. Where are they going to come from? So the coach from the Giants is going to go to the Jets, and the Jets coach is going to go to Cleveland. It's just recycling garbage cans. That's all it is.
That's the way it is.
Player here goes there, and player here goes there, and player there goes here, and you think they're going to be better. You think it's all the same junk.
All right, now this should get you mad. We have a minute. I have a minute here to get you mad.
Just
so
a minute.
The college football rankings are out.
Oh, Notre Dame. What are they ranked to?
Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. The top
there
four.
There you go.
No one's
like I discussed with my friend who played football in college, you know, how 1AA has a 16-team playoff, Division III has a 16-team playoff, but the big schools refuse to do it. And so all of this just means nothing. It just means nothing. It's a popularity contest. Alabama's the best team in the country. I hope and pray they play Notre Dame for the national championship. So they could probably beat them 56-3 like they did a couple years ago.
And I'd say
they
Clemson
said how good Notre Dame was.
And I'd say Clemson is the second best team. I would.
I do too.
Yeah. I think the top two are right. I think Notre Dame and Michigan are shaky for 3 and 4.
3 and 4, you can put about 8 teams there.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame's not one of them. until they stop playing the Sisters of Mercy, I don't count Notre Dame as a real team.
All right. Is there anything else? Not really.
Yeah.
What?
Big news.
What?
The Blackhawks fired their coach, Joel Quenneville.
Wow.
I could not believe that. With the job that he's done after the Blackhawks got raped for like 2 or 3 years after they won the couple of cups and lost all their players due to salary cap and everything else, you're going to fire this guy? Wow. There's a good coach out there for somebody to pick up. There's a lot of teams out there now that have coaches that should definitely call him in and say, listen, you're a nice guy, but Joel Quenneville's available. If you want to be his assistant, fine, but we're taking him. If not the best, one of the three best coaches in hockey gets fired, wow, the Blackhawks hit a wall. Who's their GM now? Is it Cashman?